following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal, so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture, and you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on National Football League Opening Day Edition. Doug Duda, Jim Langan sneaking in on this Thursday because he loves football. He loves football. What's up, Jimmy?
How do you know I like football?
You like football.
I love football.
You love football. You like sports. Oh, man. And if this was a horse race, we're going to have you handicap it. We're going to give our playoff predictions. We're going to give our Super Bowl winners. And we're going to also talk with Luke Hoover of RotoWire about 11:45 today. So you need to get those drafts are done. Mine are terrible. So how do you salvage them? But how do you get things set for that first week of the season, especially with a Thursday night game tonight where you might see a little bit of offense out there between the Broncos and the Ravens and hear it right here on ESPN. So email us, Facebook us, tweet us your questions for Luke Hoover of RotoWire, your fantasy football questions coming up. We'll also talk with Shelton football coach Mike Lowe. They open the season tomorrow. They made it to the state semifinals last year before being eliminated by Giltner. We'll get a sense of their team. Bob Jensen wrote in Huskerland Prep they may have the best 1-2 offensive lineman punch in all of eight-man football, and we'll talk with Coach Lowe about that. Plus, it's opening day for UNK football. The high school volleyball cross-country seasons get underway, among other sports, today. So everybody by today is going, and I think every volleyball team in the state is playing, and we will be at Hastings St. Cecilia as they welcome in Grand Island Central Catholic and Lincoln Christian. Lincoln Journal Star has Lincoln Christian number 2, Central Catholic number 3 in C1, and St. Cecilia number 2 in C2. So somebody that is very, very good is going to be on the wrong side of maybe two matches tonight. And that all gets underway at 5 o'clock over at Hastings St. Cecilia. But let us start with what's going on in the NFL. Jimmy, I will start this off. And I don't know if you knew this, but last year I picked the Super Bowl correctly right on this day.
You did? I'll have to check my records.
And here's what I'm going to say. And I have the Dodgers in Detroit in the World Series, so I'm looking pretty good. That was the opening day prediction. It's obvious that the year of the Doug is going to come to an end because last year felt pretty decent about my fantasy football drafts, and they turned out good. Not so much this year. Maybe I need to get in a couple more, kind of the blind squirrel and the acorn theory. Maybe one of them will be good. So, and I've got a good feeling about my Super Bowl winner. In fact, I'll tell you right now, I'm not even 100% who the other team, and I'm not going to divulge which conference, the other team that I'm going to have in the Super Bowl. I've been listening to different things, reading different things, And I'm a little confused. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of out there on the limb. Now, Mike Greenberg picked Seattle today over Indianapolis, and that's about as out there on the limb, especially from the Colts part, as I've heard. Are you, when you reveal it later in the show, are you pretty confident about the teams you like this year?
No. You know, last year, what you did was amazing. It really was. And I think our listeners, I mean, other than people that are really close friends to you, really acknowledge that that was about a 50-1 shot. Now, let's be honest about it. If you picked Alabama to win the football championship last year, I mean, yeah, you and 50% of the other people got it correct. So there are years getting it right doesn't mean that much. I mean, I picked Louisville to win the NCAA basketball championship, but it's kind of like picking the Heat in the NBA. You know, there's certain things, but would you nailed that one last year. That was kind of amazing. And I'm going to say this, if the Dodgers and Detroit are in there, that was a pretty good call. I think I had Detroit and Cincinnati. I'm not for sure, but I think that's who I had, was the Tigers. I had them winning the World Series, and I think I had Cincinnati, who's not out of it, but I didn't need them losing last night in 15 innings.
And I don't need the Royals hanging around, scratching around, and then giving up a two-run, two-out in the ninth inning homer to lose 6-4, then go 1-2-3 in the bottom of the ninth. But can't win them all, and that's why they play the game. Okay, there's your coach's cliche for today. I will say this, and I always like to look at ESPN, see who some of the guys are, what their predictions are as far as the Super Bowl, and who's going to be in there, and who's going to play for it all. And they have 12 guys up there. And I will say I'm a little disappointed. Half of them I never even have heard of, or they even put on TV or radio. You do have John Clayton on there. You do have Rick Riley on there. You do have Adam Schefter on there. But I mean, where's the rest of the people? Who are these guys? Have you ever heard of ESPN insider Mike Sando? Grantland? Bill Barnwell? No. Get off there. You guys don't know anything. I picked the Super Bowl last year. Where's my call? Where's my call? So that is all coming up. The NFL season 7:30 is the kickoff tonight for the Broncos and for the Ravens. Take your radio along. Should be a good crowd at the Lopers game tonight. So go out, support UNK. It's a blowout. I've got one of those things again, Jimmy, here, where it's going to sound negative criticism, and I don't understand. And I don't really want to. I don't even know if on the show is the place to say it, but I get the, here's the deal, and I guess I'm going to. I've decided I'm going to. Now, this isn't a big deal. This isn't a million-dollar decision here. But Hastings College, UNK, Wayne State, maybe not Shadron, UNO, all of these schools are kind of acceptant to the fact that they're playing second fiddle to the Huskers, which is fine. Everybody's that okay, that's fine. But when you have an event like you have tonight, how many home football games on a Thursday does UNK have every year? One every other year?
Yeah, you know, remember they played Shadron State on that Thursday, you know? And
they've done it. UNO, Wayne State, Shadron. Sure. I don't even think they had a home game on a Thursday last year because this game was at Washburn, and then I think they went to Saturday. You know what? We go to school 700 days a year. Let's just do whatever you want. Call off night class. You want people to come to your games, and then you don't facilitate with a big-time atmosphere tonight. They won't have the Lope Rally tailgate going. I mean, it's basically park off campus, shuttle on, and please come to our game and wear a blue T-shirt. You know what? This should be your biggest event of the year. Of the year for a sporting event. They do so great at everything. I can't believe that tonight, seriously, what's the atmosphere going to be around the Lopers? Show up, go to the game, leave. And that's the way I see it tonight. And if I'm ruffling feathers, I apologize. You can tell me why I'm wrong. Email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Tailgating and pre-partying, the parking lot party, the new country song that's out there, that's one of the whole. And I don't mean rolling in kegs and cases of beer. I mean grilling out, having your alumni, having your friends there, and getting together for the season-opening football game. And there's not going to be any of that. Don't park on campus. Take the shuttle. There'll be no Loper Alley. I don't get that. I don't get that. And I guess it just rubbed me the wrong way. Maybe I'm the only one. I've talked to some Loper alumni about that. They don't get it either. I understand the whole night class deal, but you know what? There's got to be a way to fix this. There's got to be a way around that. There's my 2 cents worth for the day. I haven't went on a little rant for a while. There's my 2 cents for the day.
Not with me on the show, you haven't. I listen to you quite often. Usually when I'm here, I try to slow it down a little bit. But other than the one time, the 4th of July, remember, they didn't clean up very good the next day. You got on a rant there. And then I think last year I made a mistake and named the place that served you the food. I won't do that now. But it was too long. They put the wrong stuff on your sandwich. Plus, you could have got a super drink.
Cheaper.
And then your medium drink, and you were hot on that. So, you know, other than those two.
I was really hot on that.
Yeah, that was a bad deal.
You don't getting rolled over, getting taken advantage of. That's not good.
You know what's kind of interesting about the UNK game? This Thursday night game's great, so a lot of people can attend it and watch it. I know they got to get Washburn back. The 6 o'clock starting times, I don't think, helps a lot on this situation. You know, having a 6 o'clock start, I know there's a lot of high school players that might be going to this game tonight, having an opportunity to watch the game. And, you know, they're going to have practice. And I know they play Friday. They're going to get out a little, but it's not going to be convenient for them if they have to drive any distance at all to attend this game. You know, so they're just going to get to the game, maybe even in the middle of the first quarter, you know, to see what they can see. So I think the time of the game didn't help, because if they were playing this game at 4 o'clock on a Thursday,
that'd be hot.
And plus, you would have none of these tailgating situations you're talking about. And the 6 o'clock starting time does not help on this Thursday. I'm really telling you I'm on your side on this, but I can understand maybe this is the rationalization of it.
And I like this. I mean, 7, you got to get the Washburn kids back too. So, and that's been the traditional Thursday night start for, I think, most of the games. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. Pete is standing by from Minden. Pete, what is up?
No, this is Peter's nephew or uncle, Kent Christensen.
Hey, what's going on?
I fully agree with you on tailgating. I think that's a crock that, I guess, they can't host a place or do something for all the family and relatives to get together and have a good time and support the Lopers. You know, you got to have a draw to get people there and have fun.
Yeah, and I...
That's my...
Well, Pete, I appreciate the call. Peter's uncle, I appreciate the call. And have fun at the game tonight. And that's my point. I mean, the facilities are great. The availability is there if you want it to be. I'm just a little befuddled.
Right.
I'm a little befuddled. It's not like they switched this game. It's not like we had a snowstorm and you have to make it up on a Thursday night in November. You've known all year that you're having a Thursday night game, and 2 days ago we get this press release that, hey, wear blue, and there'll be no Loper Alley, and as always, park off campus, which is only smart. I mean, that's smart. You know, park in and out, the traffic's better. I get that. That's fine. But there is absolutely no excuse that you can't have an area next to the stadium, whether there's class or not, for tonight's game. And football is not bigger than education, so don't even call or email me with that. But this is a once-a-year deal. It's not even a once-a-year deal. It's a Thursday night home game. That's my point. And I love the Lopers, and I love everybody that works up there. And again, that's why I feel a little uncomfortable, but it doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me that they dropped the ball here. I think they dropped the ball here.
Yeah, you know, and I'm there's a lot of students that probably have night class, and I'm sure there's no way they can figure out how to get out of that night class by having some type of an excuse, you know, that says that, hey, you know, I've got something going on this Thursday. Is that okay? Because usually if you pay your tuition and you show up the other days, your teacher's going to understand that sometimes you have something going on at nighttime that you couldn't attend. It just coincidentally happens to be every time there's a college football game on.
Well, I mean, that's part of the experience.
That's exactly
of
right.
High school, college, is to going. You know, you want the players or the athletes to come down and watch band day. You want the student athletes to go to each other's activities. Got to have a little help out there. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Looks like I've got a few feathers either riled up or chatting about it right now as well. So so much to talk about and so much to get to, because we got our NFL selections coming up. Mike Lowe, Shelton football coach, Luke Hoover of RotoWire. We want to get your fantasy football taken care of. The biggest league I get in every year, our draft was last night. I had the last pick 2 years in a row. It's depressing, and I botched it up again. But no matter what, watch the game tonight. Watch the Husker game every Saturday at Cunningham's. Get primed up at Cunningham's. Get something to eat because you won't have all that much time. You slide on in maybe just after work. Get out of there a little early and have a cool refreshment. Get something to eat off their great menu. Anything from a burger to pizza to brisket to a salad to the Journal Bites, the Husker ribs. It's all there for you. And, of course, they've got great entertainment every single weekend. Wednesday night, the house band's in. They've got some really good entertainment, live band coming in this Friday and Saturday. Yesterday, we were up there for our first Husker lunch at Cunningham's of the year. We're there every Wednesday before Husker games. There are a couple of buys in there. We'll talk about that when we get to that point. But our Husker lunches are there, a buffet lunch, and Sean Callahan or Steve Sipple will be on hand next Wednesday. It'll be Sean Callahan. But right there, you can escape the ordinary and enjoy football the way it's meant to be at Cunningham's in downtown Kearney. This comes from John in Kearney. The UNK administration needs to take a lesson from UNL and allow tailgating in certain areas. People know UNK still ranks in the top 10 partying schools in the country. Don't be hypocritical, UNK, attendance or not. Well, yeah, John, there are some old sayings that go with UNK, and that's all fun and good. But and I appreciate the email, and you can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. There's the medium. You want to go. You want to have a good time. You want to be there ahead of the game. You want to be there a little bit after the game to talk about the game. My point, I think, has been made. We'll take a break. Go ahead, Jimmy.
And people are agreeing with your point. Our listeners are. I mean, people that listen to this show, evidently they like sports too.
Well, thank God. The point is, people want to go to UNK, and I get it. If the Huskers are at home and UNK is at home, there's 91,000 now in Lincoln, and there's 2,000 to 4,000, depending on the game and the day and the weather, at Foster Field, which is what it is in a Division II or a Hastings College NAIA setting. When you're not competing with them, roll out the blue carpet, as the case may be, and welcome people in. Here's one deal. I'll even throw this on there just to take it one step farther. The university needs the help of everyone, of the community, of the alumni. They want funds. The community has been great, and everyone has always talked about that there. Chance to give a little something back. Chance to give a little something back. I'll take a break, be back with more. Mike Lowe, Shelton Football Plus. We'll start our NFL predictions after this.
Did summer come to an end along with your wish to lose weight? Did procrastinating get the better of you? The good news is it's never too late to get started. For a limited time at Complete Nutrition, come in and save 30% on all of our weight loss kits. Our weight loss kits have helped thousands of people lose anywhere from 10 pounds to over 100 pounds. Save 30% on our number one sellers like CTS 360, ManCore, Charger, and Refirm. Come into a Complete Nutrition store today and start losing weight now. We'll do everything we can to help you reach your goals. You don't have to go at it alone. With 30% off on all of our weight loss kits, today is the time to come into Complete Nutrition and get started.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
I never thought I could be part of something so beautiful until our little bundle of joy came along. I vowed to always be there to help my wife.
Except on game day, baby. That's my T.O. time with little man cradling him tighter than a running back heading to the end zone and showing him how to become the biggest fan in football. Besides me, of course.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sony. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $11.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval. See store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 10/5/13.
I run a small taxi company. I buy retired police cars at auction and turn them into cabs. These cop cars have been through a lot, driven hard all day, every day for years, through brutal winters and summers, almost 100,000 miles. And I need this car to last for another 300,000. That's why I look for cruisers protected with Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. It's engineered to perform under extreme conditions, so I know the engine will run like new.
Mobil 1. Keep your engine running like new.
Thursday night, we get back to football when the Baltimore Ravens and Denver Broncos kick off the 2013 season. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join Kevin Harlan and Boomer Esiason from Denver for all the action. Will Joe Flacco and the Ravens start their title defense off with a win? Or will Peyton Manning and the Broncos avenge their loss to Baltimore in last year's playoffs? Tune in to find out. Ravens, Broncos, if it's opening night, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
With a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area through the day today, a spotty shower storm is possible as we climb to 92 with a southeast wind to 10 to 20. Then with partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll fall off to 65. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this opening day of the NFL season. Let's just start right there, Jimmy. Denver and Baltimore, what is it, 7.5? What do you got tonight?
We got to take the points. You know, Denver's really hurt on defense, and they drafted real poor. They only had two players that they drafted, made the 53-team roster. And they have, I believe, four guys that were predicted to be starters that are out. And they lost one. They traded somebody that was a starter last year, too, to, I think, Baltimore, if I'm not mistaken. So they've got a whole different look. I don't think they have a very good running back. I think they might have the best quarterback in the NFL, but I just don't like that part of it. And plus, then you're laying 7.5. That doesn't make any sense to me.
And that's a one-play deal. I mean, you know, if Denver's the deal is, and I could double check this. I looked at it earlier, but the home team, but it's always been the Super Bowl champion for so many years, always comes out and wins. It's only happened like once, I think. Since they've went to this Thursday night format, that the but this is all different now. The Super Bowl champion is Baltimore, and they are on the road. Been interesting to see what the spread would have been tonight. It would have had to have been close to pick
them. Two or three, probably. Yeah. And you know, last year, I think the Dallas Cowboys went into the Giants on Thursday, didn't they, and won that game. I think Dallas won that game, didn't they? You guys would know. You'd know for sure. I think Dallas beat the New York Giants the very first game on a Thursday night. So you're right, and I just, I don't know. Baltimore's lost some people. They lost some players, too. I just think that the 7.5 is the key. You know what I mean? I mean, I'll just take 7.5 over anybody. You mean the Cleveland Browns. You know, I like 7.5 points. It's fun to have 7.5.
I noticed a whole lot of ESPN talking heads in the last 24 hours, like Mike Perenio, as we talked to last week from the Mandalay Bay, on Cleveland to do well. Will either one of us be gutsy enough to take Cleveland to make it to the NFL playoffs? We'll find out in a moment. Since 1977, folks, the folks at Bruce Furniture have been taking care of you so that you're comfortable, whether you're watching football, volleyball, baseball, or just relaxing, listening to music, reading a book or magazine. Bruce Furniture has Lazy Boy. They've got Ashley. They've got Best Chairs. They've got Lane. They've got the Serta Sleep mattress for you. And for all of those 36 years, they've grown to four locations, adding Alliance and Hastings and Holdridge to their Kearney location, and allows them to compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges, so you'll always get the lowest price available. Free setup, free haul away, and easy credit terms. Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering, you can visit them online at brucefurniture.com. They're just right for you. Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Our high school football preview takes us into tonight's action with Adams Central taking on Cozad. Big football game there. That's on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Pregame at 6:45. Kickoff at 7. A C1 top 10 Thursday night high school football matchup. Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell will have all the action tonight as Adams Central is at Cozad. Well, some high schools got their football season underway last week, and many more will get theirs underway this weekend with the Week 1 Friday night schedule. And we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show head coach of the Shelton Bulldogs, Mike Lowe. Team made it all the way to the state semifinals last year before running into the eventual state champions in Giltner. They open tomorrow night at home against Hampton. Mike, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, and let's start off with how things are going.
Yeah, they're going pretty good right now. Last year we're kind of riding off that high a little bit. We lost a lot off of that team, but we got a lot coming back too. We've got 10 seniors that all have plenty of game experience, so they should be ready to go and pretty healthy. And we've got 33 guys out for football in D2 this year, so that's pretty good for us.
That is a big time number. Are they all as solid as we've seen the last couple of years?
You know, we're trying to build that, and the senior class is definitely there. And then on down the line, we're improving and getting better every day. So they're, like I said, they're stepping up good. And like I said, we can have two full scrimmages going on at practice. There's probably not too many other 8-man teams that can do that.
Well, Mike, take me through how things were different in the off season and in fall camp compared to previous years, coming off that 10-2 year.
Again, confidence is just at an all-time high. The only difference is we lost some good leaders off last year's team. Luke Glenn, Dave Mueller, Clayton Stopcotti were huge. They've been playing since they were freshmen, so they had been around. They'd been a staple of our program. A lot of other teams probably thought they were fifth, sixth-year seniors by the time they got out of here, but they kind of led our weight room. They kind of led all of our summer things and did all that. So there was definitely a little bit of adjustment. We had to turn some followers into leaders this summer, and definitely some guys stepped up on that senior class.
We're talking with Mike Lowe, Shelton football coach, here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for their season opener with Hampton tomorrow night. As you said, you've got some returning starters, but those key positions are going to return on the line for you. Bob Jensen says that you may have the best 1-2 punch in all of 8-man football with Zach Oliver and Nate Muehlbach.
Those guys they're big, and they're agile, and they're just good, and they enjoy doing what they do. They don't want touchdowns. They don't want anything else. They want to be down in the mud. They want to just fight and grind all game, and that's what you need. And like I said, I don't know if I can think of another better 1-2 punch in 8-man football, because like I said, they're just big and nasty. And without Glenn running behind them, we might not be able to give the ball to somebody, you know, 25, 30 times a game, but we can give it to a lot of different guys 10 times each. So that kind of might be more of our mentality this year. And if they can just be the road graders up front and you know, pave the way, we can get to where we need to go.
Mike, that kind of leads into my next question here, and you've answered it a little bit. How do you go about replacing a Luke Glenn? Are you going to use 2, 3, 4 different guys, or will you have a main guy back there?
Yeah, I mean, the term replacing him is going to be pretty loosely based, because he was definitely a special running back. Even just watching game film to try to prepare for this year, just seeing the things he could do behind the line and make people miss, you know, even if we miss blocks. And we just don't have anybody of that caliber that's going to be able to do that this year that we know of yet. You know, somebody could step up, but our kind of main goal this year is to, yes, we have a freshman, or not a freshman, a sophomore, and Nate Muehlbach's little brother, Jared Muehlbach. He's going to be a good one. And then we got some seniors that'll step up with David Jimenez and Jacob Strauss and Taron Hawks at quarterback and Derek Ellis at one of our other running backs are all seniors. And those guys are all going to kind of share the load this year and kind of hopefully all together can produce the same outcome that Luke Glenn had last year.
Talking with Mike Lowe, he's the head football coach at Shelton here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to open the season with Hampton tomorrow night. What are still some concerns for you, Coach, going into this first weekend?
Hampton likes to throw it around a lot, and that's kind of one of our concerns. We had Luke and Dave back there last year, and we don't have those guys to rely on. So we have to make sure we cover the passes, have all our assignments down in week one. Sometimes that's the hardest thing to get kind of corrected and get game ready for. So if they throw all these different passing routes and spread formations at us, sometimes that stuff's hard to cover up week one. And Hampton's got a good quarterback in there, and we've got to be able to corral him, and he's got a couple receivers to throw it to. So we definitely have some preparing to do for Friday night.
Mike, half of your teams on your schedule played in week zero last week. Anything that caught your eye? I know there's one thing that caught a lot of people's eye around here, and positives and negatives to having that week zero game.
You know, the positive is that, you know, the old cliche is your biggest improvement is between your first game and your second game. So we had that a couple years ago, and it is definitely a tremendous kind of asset to be able to have that week zero, I believe, kind of a good starting off point, because you can make all those little adjustments and improve. As far as any teams, you know, as long as the team we don't play week one has that week zero game, I don't think the advantage is as much, but You know, some of the scores, they didn't really surprise me a whole lot. Things we can do, you know, we kind of have a good lay of the land on what D2, D1 football is going to be. So it was as expected, I guess, for week zero.
And, Mike, obviously it's just a flip of last year's schedule. So last year you started on the road with a couple and got to play a lot at home. For the folks that don't see your schedule, your first two's at home, your last one's at home. So that means four or five on the road in the middle and probably your toughest opponents, at least on paper in the preseason, Fullerton, Lawrence, Nelson, Kennesaw, all on the road. So maybe the schedule a little more challenging this year. Is that an accurate statement?
I would say so. And even the ones we got at home last year, I think we had a lot of playoff teams that we played, and our particular district's pretty tough. But I think everybody in our district was young last year. We had a lot of experience, so we could take advantage of that a little bit. Your Fullertons were young last year; they're going to be better. Lawrence Nelson, same thing. Kennesaw is going to be good. So we got all those guys on the road. I don't know if our mentality on the road is really any different than at home. You know, we lost to Kennesaw at home last year, so you know we can lose at home just as easily as we can lose on the road. So our kids just go in there one game at a time and try to do the best they can. And like I said, hopefully we come out with a win, but it is definitely going to be we'll be road tested, and hopefully that'll help us out when playoff time rolls around.
Micah, you've had a lot of practices since this whole thing started. Not completely 100% healthy. Anything that's going to affect your game plan for this week?
During our scrimmage last week, we just had we have to replace a D end and a tight end, dislocated his shoulder, so he'll be back, but we definitely have to replace him. But the good news is we have a lot of people ready to step up. Like I said, with 10 seniors on the team, and we've got a good mix of skill players and linemen and everything like that out of our 33 we have to choose from. So we probably don't have to change our game plan a whole lot because of it, but we'll definitely appreciate it when he comes back.
Finally, Mike, just out of curiosity, with all those kids, do you expect to play a lot, or as an 8-man coach, will you still kind of hang around that 12, 14 player rotation?
I made it known to our kids that just because there's 33 out there doesn't mean any more than 12 are going to actually see the field in that kind of varsity action. So they know that, but it's, like I said, that number is great for practice and preparing. We don't have to do half lines. We don't have to do anything like that. We can put, like I said, we had two full scrimmages going the other day at practice. So we've got, you know, 32 guys out there all ready to go, and we can go ones-on-ones basically all through practice and kind of sharpen our skills that way. So it's really nice.
All right, Coach, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show here today. I know already people are looking forward to that Fullerton game in 3 weeks, but Hampton and Harvard at home, and let's get off to a 2-0 start.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Lowe, head football coach, Shelton Bulldogs, hosting Hampton tomorrow. And again, we've got a bevy of high school football on our network of stations here on ESPN. 1460, it's Kearney Catholic Ord. 1550, it's St. Cecilia Centennial. Hastings at Northwest on 1230 KHAS. Axtell at Pleasanton on Classic Hits 98.9. Giltner hosting Bruning Davenport Shickley on the Breeze 94.5. All 7 o'clock kickoffs, followed by the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show on Friday night. Let's get to our poll question here, our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Which team will win the NFC East? 50s. This is about as spread out as we've had any of them. 56% took the Redskins, 22% the Cowboys, and then the Eagles and Giants split the rest of the votes. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question, brought to you by Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Which team will win the AFC East? Bills, Dolphins, Jets, Patriots. You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll see if anybody steps out on the limb there at ESPNSuperstation.com. Right now, let's give the fans, because Luke Hoover's coming up. Don't forget RotoWire in about 8 minutes here. Get your fantasy football questions in. Email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN1460-1550. That's all together, at ESPN1460-1550. You can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation, and Luke Hoover will help you get your fantasy football lineup set for opening weekend. Let's go back to the emails that we've got here. opening rant today was about opening up the Loper campus tonight for the huge football game and it not really happening. This comes from Doug in Kearney. He says, from my home to Foster Field is about 2.3 miles, and according to Google Maps, it will take me 44 minutes to walk to attend the UNK versus Washburn football game. You know those Google Maps, they always anticipate you being slower. Doug, you're quicker than that. He says, I have no problem with that walk, but I was planning on walking through Loper Alley just for the fan experience before the game. Part of game day or night experience for myself is the atmosphere surrounding the game. Yes, must be getting old, but I enjoy the pregame warm-ups and the UNK Pride of the Plains marching band. Bad decision on UNK's part to not have Loper Alley. If I was a student, I know I would not be attending my night class tonight at UNK. This is from Kurt in Kearney. If they really want people to attend Loper games, do like the Lincoln Police and UNL reps and look the other way to having a couple cool ones with a brat before the game. Nothing crazy, just a little fun before. Until they do something, Lopers will never be something that people plan around. Only the nice little thing to do. And that comes from Kurt in Kearney. That's probably one of those things that not very many, they think, but they don't say. And Kurt kind of stepped out and said that. My whole point, if you joined us late, was that tonight is the biggest sporting event of the entire year at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. And there will be not as much atmosphere, in my opinion, as there could be for this huge event. And still, people will go, enjoy, root the Lopers on, and hopefully they get a victory tonight. But no Loper Alley, missing the boat. That was the point of some of the emails. If you're just getting around to us, we've had a few calls, we've had a few emails, and they continue to roll in here.
We haven't had one the other direction, have we, Doug? Everybody's been on your side. It's about, I'm going to say it's been about 72 to nothing so far on these emails.
Well, and again, we'll talk. We always talk to the Loper folks in here, and I'm sure somebody's gonna, you know, throw a rock at me. But we'll get an explanation at some point, and I just can't think off any reason, a good one. So, I mean, like I said, it's not like this just snuck up on somebody. They've had all summer to plan for the opening football game of the year, and 2 days before it happens,
And one of the things you haven't really said this, but it's kind of true. When Nebraska plays UCLA, they're going to take the venue. They're going to be what the people want to see. It's 11 o'clock game. They're going to go, hey, this is what I'm going to do. If UNK's playing at 1 o'clock, they're going to come to the game late or not go at all. I mean, they're going to watch the Nebraska. This venue right now is set up for UNK. It's a Thursday night. You know, there's some high school volleyball around. There's a high school football game around. But this is a game that, you know, that people can attend. Everybody's excited about watching to see what this new quarterback's going to do. I'm excited about it. I hear he can really throw it well. I hope he has a great game. And I hope they all play well. But, you know, UNK was inside the 10-yard line, I think, 7 times last year. They've been waiting for this game for a while. Washburn had some other games to play. But the UNK joined this league. This is a huge game. They deserve better. But you know what? Just because other people don't set it up doesn't mean the rest of us can't find a way to make it happen.
That's right. That's right. Let's give us, before we go to the next break here and then get into Luke Hoover, let's give the fans a little taste of our playoff predictions. We're going to take a look at who we have going to the playoffs in the NFC. And let's start with my favorite division, the NFC East. And I'll even go first. Jimmy, I have the Dallas Cowboys winning the NFC East. How about you?
You know, my longest shot on the board is right here, and that's the Philadelphia Eagles. I've got the Philadelphia Eagles winning the very weak NFC East.
Let's go to the NFC North. People kept wanting Detroit to make that next jump. I don't know why people are on Chicago this year, don't see it. People think Minnesota's going to be horrible. I don't think Minnesota's going to be that horrible. You do have Adrian Peterson. You do have got Greg Jennings. Ponder's maturing. You do got to have some defense out there, and they've always had that. I'm still going to take Green Bay, though, to win the NFC North.
That's what I've got Green Bay hands down. You know, their quarterback, the Green Bay quarterback, I think his uniform is still in it. I don't think he's used it yet. I mean, he definitely did not have to wash it.
Let's go to the NFC South, which is always the most topsy-turvy division in all of football. Anybody can win it at any time. I just think that we haven't heard much about the Saints. It's been pretty quiet there after that tumultuous last year and a half. And I think New Orleans still has plenty of talent. And I'm going to take the Saints to win the NFC South.
You know, I've got two teams coming out of that division. You know, one of the wild cards, and I couldn't really decipher it very good. If I'm divulging two teams, and I almost used three. I almost put Tampa Bay in there. I did not take them, but if I would have, I might have been the only guy in the nation to do this. But I have New Orleans and Atlanta both coming out of there. One will be the division winner, of course, and the other one will get a wild card.
Yeah, I like your thinking there because I almost did the same thing. I have a wild card coming out of there, and I almost took two. So that would have been – that's good thinking, I think. NFC West. I said earlier in the week what I thought about the NFC West. I'm taking the San Francisco 49ers to win the West.
Yeah, I got the two teams. I got the same two everybody else probably has. I got San Francisco and Seattle, one being the wild card, one being the division winner. You know, last year, St. Louis – in the division, you know, you played six games because, of course, you don't play yourself. And there are only, four teams in the division, so you have six games. St. Louis went 4-1-1 in that division last year. St. Louis went 4-1-1 in the division, you know, so what a tough division. But I still have San Francisco and Seattle going 1-2 there.
My wild cards, as you've given your wild cards,
yeah,
are the Atlanta Falcons and the Washington Redskins. And I have, as you can tell, I said earlier in the week, I think St. Louis finishes ahead of Seattle, but I couldn't get any more than 9 wins out of St. Louis. And if that's good enough to get the wild card over Washington, good, congratulations. But I don't have Seattle in the playoffs at all. I think they are the most overhyped team in recent memory, the Seattle Seahawks, and I do not have them in the playoffs. So Mike Perenio currently shutting down the board at the Mandalay Bay to readjust odds, because when we come back, we'll look at the AFC, we'll talk to Luke Hoover, and then I know the highly anticipated Super Bowl selection. It's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth right after this.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
A man in his truck. A man in his truck and his teenage daughter who had a rough day at school. And the ride home. And boys and grades and teachers and tryouts. And fitting in and sticking out. And the 25 minutes between school and the driveway that lifted the weight of the world. The all-new Chevy Silverado. No quieter full-size pickup on the road. No more perfect place to lend an ear. Silverado. Strong for all the...
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area through the day today, a spotty shower storm is possible as we climb to 92 with a southeast wind to 10 to 20. Then with partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll fall off to 65. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 75.
Doug and Danny Show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on today's program. We just made our NFC selections. Let's give our AFC selections, and then we'll get to Luke Hoover from RotoWire. AFC East. I don't know anybody that's not picking New England. I'm going to pick New England. Jimmy?
Yeah, I got New England.
AFC North, who you got there?
Well, I got the fifth and sixth teams in there right there, and I've got the Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals.
Whoa, 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 Damon Day. He just said, please go easy on my Browns, and there you go. You pick them to make the playoffs.
Yeah, but in fact, I actually have them to winning the AFC North. You know, they're gonna tie Cincinnati, but their head-to-head's going to get it to them.
Wow. I've got Baltimore repeating in the AFC North. AFC South, I'm going to take the Houston Texans. How about you?
I got the Texans winning, and I also have, just so you know, I got the Colts being a wild card team in there. But okay. I got the Texans winning it.
And finally, the AFC West. Peyton Manning doesn't get hurt. This is the easiest selection of all of the eight divisions, and that's the Denver Broncos. If he does, then that opens it up for maybe having a heck of a ticket in Vegas because the rest of these teams are pretty high odds. I'll take Denver.
Yeah, and I'm like you about New England being an easy pick too, except for I think they have a quarterback that's too bad either. If he gets hurt, that makes it wide open too. So I'm like you. New England's going to win that just like Denver's going to get win that unless the quarterback goes down.
Why wild cards? Cincinnati, they just seem too good in the AFC North. And then I have to make a crazy one, and this is where my crazy one is. My other wild card selection in the AFC, because I'm just looking, where is anybody that's going to break out? If the self-centered running back named Chris Johnson gets back to what he should be talent-wise, Tennessee's got a good enough defense. I'm going to take in that division where you've got two wins over Jacksonville and you split with Indy, and they're schedule isn't quite as tough. They get to play the Jets and that side. I'm taking Tennessee to sneak in and get a wild card. That's my big, bold prediction.
Hey, you know, and I like Tennessee, except I thought Houston was going to be really successful this year, and I had two losses against right there, and then if they could split against the Colts, those three losses, and then I just didn't like the rest of their schedule. I think they're just going to – the Browns, I wanted to put them in there, and it was between the Browns and Tennessee and Cincinnati about who was going to make it in that, and so I did not select them, but they do make sense to me.
We're going to let our smoke clear, and we're going to bring in Luke Hoover, and then we're going to – after that, we're going to give our Super Bowl predictions. But Luke, up on RotoWire, you can see his predictions, his win-loss total for everyone. He only missed like twice, two teams last year, right? Luke, you're usually like 90%.
I wouldn't quite say 90%. I had a couple misses last year. I think I had the Giants winning the NFC East. You know, I had the bigger miss, I had the Chiefs in a wild card spot last year, so they were dead last. That didn't quite hit. But, yeah, I did okay.
Yeah, I did remember that Chiefs ribbing that we had to give Luke last year. It's time for our Fantasy Football Report brought to you by Fanatics, your fantasy football headquarters. Free Wi-Fi to follow your fantasy football teams, the NFL Red Zone and NFL Sunday Ticket. They guarantee that every NFL game is on at least one of their televisions at Fanatics on the Bricks, downtown Kearney. Let's just tell you who Luke has in the playoffs, and then at the end of the segment we'll tell you who he's got winning the wild card. He's got Dallas winning the East. He's got the Saints winning the South with the Falcons getting in as a wild card. The Packers winning the North. The Seahawks winning the West. And the Niners getting in as a wild card, which is fairly chalk. AFC, New England to win the East. Houston to win the South with Indy getting a wild card. Cincinnati to win the North. And then he's got the Broncos to win the West. And he's going back. He's got the Chiefs getting that last wild card spot. We'll tell you who he's got to win the Super Bowl in just a little bit. But let me get to you, Luke, right now. For anybody that's went through all their drafts, and I will say that I was one of them, and you just leave the room and you go, what did I just do? How do you pump enthusiasm into that first week when you don't think you hit a home run?
Well, it's just the first week. You never know what's going to happen. You know, if maybe you got some guys that look like they're backups right now, you know, an injury, you know, early in the season or any point in the season could, you know, thrust them into a bigger role. You know, a lot of people come away from drafts and just a lot of uncertainty, but that's what the league is. There's a lot of uncertainty, and guys emerge every year. Guys that went undrafted are going to emerge and be stars. You know, we saw it with Peyton Hillis a few years ago and Brandon Lloyd the same season, you know, that came out of nowhere and put up huge seasons.
All right, let's get to those fantasy football questions. We'll start with this. He needs one wide receiver, James Jones, T.Y. Hilton, Brian Hartline, says Merritt. James Jones, T.Y. Hilton, Brian Hartline. Who you got?
I think it's a relatively close between Jones and Hilton, but I would give Jones the edge because he's, you know, last year he proved to be Aaron Rodgers' favorite red zone target. That's a pretty darn good thing to be. It's why he led the league in receiving touchdowns. With Jordy Nelson coming off the knee, Randall Cobb has had a bicep injury. I think Jones might be the most heavily targeted Packer right out of the gate, and they're going to have to throw versus San Fran. Hilton's a good player, but they're not going to have to throw as much on Oakland.
Let's stay with a little bit more of the wide receiver question here. Terrence says, I need to start two of these three. Williams, running back, Carolina, Garcon, or Decker. Which two of those three do you start?
I don't think you can start D'Angelo. He's going to be getting a fair amount of touches because he's the guy right now with John Stewart on the PUP list. Kenyon Barner, the rookie, is a little banged up, but he's playing a Seahawks defense that completely roughed him up last year. You know, he averaged a yard per carry, didn't see the ball very often, but he also lost a fumble in that game, so he was pretty awful in that performance. Peter Garcon has RG3 back. Eric Decker, you know, certainly in that group with Manning, could, you know, wind up getting some yards and some scores, possibly.
Terrence also wants to know, what do you think about Decker this year? Will he get squeezed out by Welker? He seems like too good of a player for that to happen.
He's definitely too talented to get squeezed out completely. The targets will probably drop a little bit, but, you know, he's a guy that Manning has a good rapport with and trust, and he might still lead them in red zone targets this year.
Let's go to Mark. McFadden or Dwyer as my second running back?
If it's Jonathan Dwyer, I don't know that he's on a team yet.
Yeah, that's what I thought
about that. So definitely McFadden.
And also, Mark wants to know. So Mark Dwyer, they got rid of him. Okay, so double check on that, buddy. And then he says, do I start Jordy Nelson or do I sit him to see how healthy he is and go with Chris Givens of the Rams?
That one's a pretty close call. If they say that Jordy Nelson's good to go and start and he practices this week, I'd probably give him an edge. I think Givens is poised for a big year, but he's also going to draw Patrick Peterson most likely in week one, which is a tough matchup.
Andrew has a couple for you. His quarterback is Andrew Luck. Who is a better flex option this week in a normal league? T.Y. Hilton, Steve Smith, Greg Jennings.
I like T.Y. Hilton a lot. He caught touchdowns in, I believe, the first three preseason games this year. And some of them from in close, you know, Andrew Luck's building a great chemistry with him and looks to him often. I see him being possibly the number one receiver in Indy this year.
All right, this is another flex question. This is a PPR league, and he says, I have Arian Foster as a starting running back. Should I go with James Jones, Ben Tate, or Kenny Britt?
James Jones. Like I said before, I think he's going to be targeted a fair amount this week. You know, he's a very talented receiver. It's just been that Rodgers has spread the ball around a lot. You know, there is a little bit of question with Jordy's knee, with Cobb. Jones is a good play.
John in Hastings says, who is the better flex play, Daryl Richardson or Dwayne Bowe?
Ooh, that one is definitely close, you know, because Richardson doesn't have Isaiah Pede there in week one to steal carries. And you should be able to run at least a little bit on the Cardinals defense this year. But I love Dwayne Bowe. He's going to see a ton of targets in that offense, and he's easily Alex Smith's clear number one. I'd probably go with Bowe.
We've take a little break here in our questions that we've got. We've got another couple minutes to fire them off here. Email or tweet us your fantasy football questions for our main man, Luke Hoover from RotoWire. You can always find out the very latest on RotoWire.com. You know, you got to. We just had it with the Dwyer question. You got to make sure especially if you drafted a couple of weeks ago, and now you're just going, okay, time to look at this and get my starting lineup in. In the last week or so, was there a cut or an injury that people need to double check their rosters about, Luke?
Yeah, well, if you drafted in the last couple of weeks, you definitely want to note that Andre Brown was hurt. You may not have seen that. It was the last preseason game. He, you know, broke the leg against New England, so now he's going to miss at least the first, I believe, 9 weeks of the season. The earliest I think he can return is week 10. So that not only, you know, if you had Andre Brown, you maybe want to consider dropping him, or if you have an IR spot, putting him there. But it certainly increases David Wilson's value. He could be, you know, an every down back right now in New York because they just don't have a lot of depth. Dwyer is another one, obviously, worth noting because Le'Veon Bell is hurt and he's going to miss at least probably a week or two. Dwyer had a shot to maybe earn a 50-50 timeshare or even the lead role in Pittsburgh, but they decided to part ways with him. Might want to see where he lands, though, because he could wind up with a team where he has a shot to play.
Yeah, this is Jim Lang, and I can tell you know a little bit about this football. I can tell you right now. Hey, I'll tell you what I came up with this year was that I was trying to look at the Denver Broncos and see if they could win the Super Bowl, and I just concluded that they could not because their defense is so poor. Do you agree with that? I mean, they've lost so many players to injury and other reasons, or do you find that the Denver's defense will be all right?
You know what? I've actually gotten that question a little bit already in the preseason, and I just don't see it. They're ranked highly as far as a fantasy defense, and they were tied for the league lead in sacks last year. But for 6 weeks, they're without Von Miller, who put up 18 and a half of those. Elvis Dumervil's playing for the enemy tonight, you know, with that fax issue that went down this summer. So they lost a ton of pass rushing ability. They didn't force a lot of turnovers. Champ Bailey, well, I mean, the guy seemed to, you know, manage to avoid Father Time, but now he's dealing with a little bit of an injury. So even though he's very talented still, he might not be 100% anytime soon. It sounds like a game-time call tonight. Those are easily the three best defensive players. I could see them falling off quite a bit, maybe losing a couple games early in the season, not getting that bye, and then having to go on the road in the playoffs.
Hey, thank you.
They continue to roll in here for Luke Hoover. Trent says, what's... He wants to, what's the best fantasy football name you've ever heard of? He goes, Taste Dwayne Bowe has to be up there, but what's the best fantasy football name you've ever heard of?
That's a tough one. One that I really liked that I heard this summer was 1.21 J.J. Watts. I really appreciate the Back to the Future reference on that one. It's you know, the use of the J.J. Watts is perfect.
You know, there's always those ones out there that are really cool, but we can't repeat them here. Let's go back to the question.
Of course.
Let's go back to the question here on the McFadden Dwyer. It says, I meant Redmond, not Dwyer. Well, sure you did. But if it was McFadden or Redmond, which one would you go with?
I would still lean towards McFadden. He's most of Oakland's offense at this point. And although Redmond has one of the better matchups, he probably will all year. I don't really trust that Pittsburgh backfield very much. You know, Darren McFadden's still dynamic. He could break off a long run, and that could, you know, make your week right there for him.
Dustin wants to know for this week, Colin Kaepernick or Michael Vick?
I would lean towards Kaepernick, and not just because of what he did to Green Bay in the playoffs last year. He's just a more talented quarterback than Vick.
And defense, and this has something to do with matchup. Would you go with the Texans or the Ravens this week?
Definitely the Texans. They're playing the San Diego offense that can't do anything like what Peyton Manning will do to the Ravens tonight.
Luke, let's ask the question that we like to kind of do every single week out here. Really doesn't even matter on the format. Who's that stud that you drafted in the first couple three rounds that has a horrible matchup and you should consider setting this week, and vice versa? Who's got a really good matchup that you'd like to see sneak into your lineup?
It's the jury's going to be out for a little bit as to whether or not he'll be a stud. But I've got him in a few leagues, and I really like the upside because he's the feature back there. But Eddie Lacy this week, I don't feel like I can play him anywhere against the 49ers defense, not in his first career start. I think he's going to go on to have a really nice season, but it's just a terrible matchup for him. You know, at the some other positions, at quarterback, sorry, let me double-check here, Cam Newton. Right off the bat stands out to me. I wrote his name down as a guy I wouldn't want to play against the Seattle defense. So I really just pay attention to those really tough defenses. You know, you don't want to play your starters against an elite defense if you have a good backup on your bench, maybe with a better matchup. You know, the top-end guys are pretty easy at quarterback. Drew Brees and Matt Ryan squaring off in New Orleans. Should be a ton of points in that game, so I love both those guys this week. You know, a running back, you really can't go wrong with C.J. Spiller just about any matchup, but he looks like he's the whole Bills offense. So I love him in that New England matchup as well.
All right, one more, and we'll let you out of here. Play two of these four wide receivers, Julio Jones, Anquan Boldin, Miles Austin, Kenny Britt. Which two would you go with?
Well, you can never bench Julio, so he's a must-start, especially against a Saints defense that was one of the worst in history last year. And that other option, I actually like Anquan Boldin a little bit more than the other two. I think he's going to be targeted pretty heavily, and Kaepernick will develop a nice chemistry with him, kind of replacing Michael Crabtree.
Do you watch the television series The League?
I do.
What do you think?
I thought last night's premiere was interesting. It was. I was disappointed not to see more of the draft, but it was definitely a good episode.
Well, I didn't get a chance to see it, but that was the last email question of the day, and we said we would wrap it up with Luke's NFL Super Bowl prediction. He's got Seattle beating San Francisco in the NFC Championship game. He's got Houston edging Cincinnati in the AFC. And no big surprise, you've got Seattle winning the Super Bowl over Houston. Just your quick thoughts on why you came to that conclusion.
From top to bottom, Seattle just looks like the most talented roster to me. I really believe in Russell Wilson's, not just his talent, but his leadership. The guy just never seems rattled at all. The way he brought them back against Atlanta last year in the playoffs in a game they really should have won, and they just kind of choked it there at the end on defense, letting Matt Ryan get them down the field. I don't see really any holes. You know, there may be a little deeper wide receiver, but their talent is definitely there. I like Houston as well. You know, because I love Brian Cushing coming back to that defense. I think he upgrades their defense, and I really believe DeAndre Hopkins opens up the offense more, helps Andre Johnson out. So I look at them as the top two teams in the league, with the Niners a close third.
All right, Luke, always appreciate it. We'll do it again next Thursday. Enjoy the season opener.
Thanks. You guys have a good one.
He's the best. Luke Hoover, RotoWire, RotoWire.com. And don't forget, you can be part of the Doug and Daddy Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge. It's free, and there are gift cards to Fanatics, free large pizzas to Fanatics for our top two winners. Winners are then entered into a drawing for the $200 Super Bowl party for you and your friends. The contest is at ESPNSuperstation.com. Just click on the Doug and Daddy Fantasy Football banner, log in. It's free, and you go by the salary cap system, and you can get a lot of good guys. It's basically pick who you want every week. Weekly winners and a year-end winner as well. Sign up today, and you don't have to do it the whole season, but you sign up today, you're in for the whole season anytime this weekend at ESPNSuperstation.com. Man, oh, man. Here we are. It's time to make our Super Bowl prediction.
You know, that guy knows a little bit about the game, doesn't he?
Well, I hope so. He likes the Chiefs. Hopefully they come through for
him this year. Nice. I'd like to have them at least hang around like the Royals are doing this year, you know what I mean, with about four games to go and you think you got a chance to make the playoffs.
Hopefully big year for Dwayne Bowe. We'll be back with our Super Bowl predictions right after this.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Guaranteed.
Okay, kickoff is in about 15 minutes. Who's ready for a medium rare burger?
Right here.
Here you go.
Oh, this really is a fantastic barbecue.
Yeah, a little more people than we were expecting, though.
Okay, baby, we are officially out of burgers.
What? But we still have... Is that a police helicopter?
There is quite a traffic jam in the cul-de-sac.
Attention, can we have two of those brats with habanero and chicken apple sausage? Ready, please?
Everyone's a fan when you grill for game day with Kingsford Charcoal.
Hey, Mike Golic here, reminding you, if it's game day and you're not manning a grill of sizzling meat, spatula in one hand, a cold drink in the other, you're doing it all wrong. Visit grilling.com/ESPN in Kingsford. We'll show you game day done right. You could even be named Kingsford's Tailgater of the Year, get four tickets to any game during championship week, and win a life-size statue of yourself. That's Kingsford Charcoal, keeper of the hashtag tailgate rules and the official smell of...
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. UNK football tonight, 6 o'clock as they kick it off at Foster Field for the 2013 season, taking on Washburn. Again, you can park and get shuttled in from Kearney High's South Lot, Buckle Screen Printing. There's also additional parking on West Campus. High school football, as we told you, Adams Central and Cozad tonight. All the volleyball teams in the Tri-Cities are in the area. Grand Island Northwest, Kearney Catholic, defending state champions. Open at home, Northwest against Creek, Kearney Catholic against Arcadia Loop City. Kearney is hosting Holdridge. Hastings is hosting McCook. Gibbon welcomes in Adams Central and Ravenna for a triangular. Grand Island welcomes in Lincoln High and Fremont for a triangular. And live on 98.9 FM at 5 o'clock, St. Cecilia welcomes in Grand Island Central Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia. Hastings College, they won every conference game they played in the regular season last year, and they won the first one this year, beating Concordia in four sets last night. And Grand Island Northwest Mackenzie Brown has decided to play basketball at UNK. Not only did they win volleyball, but they won basketball last year. It's all football, Jimmy. You ready to make your playoff predictions?
Yes, I am.
Again, recapping real quickly here with our great NFL. You got some NFL music for us, Jeffrey? These are big picks. I need that. I need my momentum, man. I need my momentum. We got a Luke Hoover intro, too, that I forgot to play. So we'll debut that next week. But here's what I've got. In the NFC, I've got Dallas, Green Bay, New Orleans, San Francisco, Wild Cards, Atlanta, and Washington. In the AFC, New England, Baltimore, Houston, Denver, Wild Cards, Cincinnati, and Tennessee. Jimmy, yours again?
Well, again, I got New England, and I've got Cleveland. I've got the Colts as a wild card. I've got Cincinnati as a wild card, and I've got Houston winning that division, and then I got the Denver Broncos. That's in the AFC. And in the NFC, remember, your own Philadelphia Eagles. I've got Green Bay, I've got Atlanta, and I've got San Francisco and Seattle. I can't decide between those two. I still haven't decided yet. And I also have New Orleans as the wild card, but their defense, I agree with that guy, their defense isn't good enough to continue to play much longer than that.
I want you to know that I struggled until just moments ago with which one of the three NFC teams that I was going to put in the Super Bowl. And I have my NFC team losing the Super Bowl. So I've got the AFC winning the Super Bowl for the second consecutive year, or for me, winning it again this year. So do you. Jimmy, you're the co-host. You tell us the Super Bowl finale. How's it going to go?
The final game will be between the New England Patriots and the San Francisco 49ers. And the 49ers, again, will get the runner-up trophy.
New England.
New England Patriots.
They don't have anybody but Tom Brady.
No.
They got all the new guys.
They got all kinds of new guys, and they fixed what they were bad. They got a good defense. Their front four is good on defense. I think their linebackers are good. I think their secondary's weak. That's not a good sign. But I think up front and their linebackers are good, and I just think they got a better supporting cast. You know, that tight end from Nevada, love him. And I think Brady's going to love him, too.
I've got a little bit similar philosophy to last year. Not the elite quarterback in the league on my Super Bowl winner. Very good defense, and they've got a division where they can win some football games. I have taken the New Orleans Saints to make the Super Bowl. The problem is, the stat that threw me off this morning is they said that Rex Ryan's little brother, Rob, continues to get defensive coordinator jobs. And do you realize he has never been the defensive coordinator of an NFL team to finish above 500? That is shocking.
That's a great stat, and it's something you should remember. Is Cosgrove, is he coaching defense anywhere?
Oh, my God.
Not in the NFL.
I don't even know who that guy is. But I took them instead of Green Bay, and I could have taken Dallas, but I would have had Dallas losing the Super Bowl. Last year, I had the brothers against each other, Baltimore beating San Francisco, and was the only one in the world to get that exactly right last year. And so, Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas, all of the Doug and Daddy listeners, hoisting the trophy for the first time in franchise history will be the Houston Texans over the New Orleans Saints in the 2014 Super Bowl, as marked on this fifth day of September, as it was last year, because we opened on a Wednesday last year. So September 5th may forever be the day I predict your Super Bowl winner.
I can guarantee you that my son and myself will be very thrilled if the Houston Texans win that. I do not have to go to Vegas again to make a play, because if the Texans win it, I got them.
Well, that is, I hope you got them. I hope you're right. Hope I'm right. That's what makes it more fun. I left Seattle out because I think they're overhyped, and I couldn't take San Francisco because there has not been a team go to the Super Bowl back-to-back years since the Patriots did it a decade ago in 2003 and 2004. So it just doesn't happen anymore. And there you go. Enjoy it all. NFL talk all day, of course, here on ESPN Radio with kickoff just after 7:30. The Denver Broncos taking on the Baltimore Ravens. And you know what? Love to see a Denver-Dallas Super Bowl. We'll see how it all plays out. I think Denver is going to be awfully, awfully, awfully good this year. But that's what makes it fun.
Broncos are going to be a lot of fun to watch on offense. Over tonight. Over. I don't know who's going to win it, but don't forget to take the over.
The favorite play of any sports wagerer, investor in the country. Root for those overs. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to get a state volleyball preview with the area teams. There's so much going on tonight with Ron Powell, Lincoln Journal Star. Larry Mixon's going to talk Southern Miss football with us. Jimmy's going to be back in tomorrow to recap tonight's action. And we want to thank Luke Hoover from RotoWire, Shelton football coach Mike Lowe for being our guest today. Go out, support your Lopers tonight. There's so much high school activities going on. Take the radio with you. Catch what's going on, whether it's Adams Central football or high school volleyball on 98.9. Go out and support your favorite team, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.